This is Lance Lipitschka with Firehouse.com. We're at Fire Rescue International in Dallas. And today, the International Association of Fire Chiefs held a press conference and released what they have established as the National Mutual Aid System Task Force. It's a project that I'm going to have Bill Bullock, retired battalion chief from Fairfax County, Virginia, and staff liaison for this program and the Emergency Management Committee for iChiefs. He's going to explain it in all the terms that and the, why it came about. Bill, why did it come about and who brought it up?
About a year ago, following the events of Hurricanes Rita and Katrina, President Bill Killen of the IFC, in conjunction with their board of directors, began to take a serious look at some of the shortfalls that were identified as a result of fire asset response to the devastated areas from the hurricanes. From that, the decision was made that we need to find a way to do a better job. And Chief Killen then engaged every section and every division within the IFC to identify one individual who would be willing to expend a significant amount of time and come together and set a deadline of 1 year to develop a plan and a vision to be able to establish some goals and look at the issues, identify the issues, and come to consensus on the recommendations as to how best to get through those issues to make the response and movement and deployment of fire assets much more efficient and much more effective than we'd experienced in the past.
So the bottom line here is to assess and find the assets of the fire departments, and when, as Bill Killen said, all the disasters are local disasters, and all authority remains local, but sometimes they're just at wit's end, and this is when the inventory and the stuff comes into play.
Exactly. In looking at the square mileage involved, and in especially Hurricane Katrina, the direct impacted landmass is actually larger than the country of England. So you can imagine when local resources of all of your own, including all of your immediate neighbors, are impacted, the help's got to come from extended periods away and extended distances away. Each state then has to have a system to be able to rapidly identify where those resources are, activate them, bring them together, deploy them, and send them to a location to help those that were impacted. And this has been the overlying goal of the National Mutual Aid System Task Force. The two adjectives we commonly use throughout the entire process is that we need to be efficient and we need to be effective. Because those truly were two of the things that much of the consternation regarding the deployment in the hurricane season, and it wasn't just this hurricane, it's been in many other major emergencies in the past, have experienced. And the IFC took the role to say, we have just got to sit down at the table and hammer this out and start working toward a plan to make sure everybody's on the same page, and when you're moving life-saving, critical first responder resources, we can do that in a manner that will get there quickly and be able to continue life-saving resources and assist the local communities with their needs.
What will you're going to be distributing something when the program gets underway? What will departments be getting, and what will they be asked to do?
One of the things that is key is making sure that fire departments across this country, and there are over 30, 33,000 of them, to make sure if they choose to participate in such a deployment plan that they know and understand how the plan works. Obviously, since 9/11, many of the states and many localities and regions across the country have made some monumental strides in being able to vamp up their own resources and take care of issues normally. But there are still days in which the state's resources will be exceeded, and an entire state may need to have assistance, maybe not in the first 10 or 12 hours, but beyond that, when it comes time for rest periods and rehab and need additional specialized equipment, those will be the key roles to get those from your neighboring state partners. After the first couple of meetings and a number of meetings within the divisions and sections individually, the task force was able to take all of the issues that were identified as part of a brainstorming effort to look at every single issue and then try to bring them into what we consider to be common categories. As a result of 2 months worth of national review, we were able to boil those down into what we identified as six critical issues. The first issue is to validate a national point of contact for deployments and identify the agencies and responsible parties who will support it, monitor it, and operate it. The key within that is the ability for the state to have a known point. Once their own state resources are exceeded, there will be then a escalation of resource requests, and it's the recommendation of MASTIF that this recommendation would go through the FEMA region, and the adjacent states in that FEMA regions would be the one contact. Because again, to be efficient and effective, you need to look at your immediate state neighbors to determine if they have the assets that you're requesting to be needed, and then they're able to get there in a much shorter amount of time. The second issue that we identified is, after much debate, we needed to look at what time would we consider to be ideal for a state to be able to take a request, identify the assets, and move those assets toward the requesting state. We have decided that in most situations, understanding there may be some that exceed the immediate capabilities of any state, but in most situations, 12 hours is the opportune window if the initial state that's affected can handle the emergency for the first 12 hours. Within 12 hours, neighboring states can gather resources and move in to assist them. Again, the fire service assets are primarily to save lives and property and prevent extensive damaging and further damage. So these assets are critical, but we felt that within a 12-hour window, a request could be processed, teams and units identified, assembled, and be moving toward the affected state once a request is transmitted. The next issue that we identified is what makes you eligible to participate. Across the country, anybody may or may not agree to participate as a mutual aid partner. Mutual aid is a voluntary issue, and many factors have to be taken into consideration. Understanding there are a number of very small departments that may only have one piece of apparatus and a limited number of people, they may not be able to strip their entire community of assets to be able to go help their neighbor, especially when it's known going in that it may be for an extended period of time. So what we're looking to do is work with the smaller departments and look at those within, say, a county or municipality or a general state region, and they may be able to provide apparatus from one station, one or two responders from another station, but be able to put a crew together that they can then respond and assist. So it's not just based on the individual ability of a single department, but in some cases it may be multiple departments that can enter and establish a resource and move. But that will always be at the decision of the authority within that local jurisdiction in that department. The next key issue is, how do you train people? We have identified about 7 or 8 mediums that we plan to use. This will be part of the charge to the Emergency Management Committee to develop a training program, especially on CD-ROM or download off videos or VHS tapes, to be able to send them to almost every firehouse in the country, at least make them available to every firehouse. So as a part of their in-station training and other drills when they're dealing with incident command and the National Incident Management System and the National Response Plan, they can understand more of how the resources will be identified and subsequently moved within the geographic area, especially when it comes to their state neighbors. The next issue we identified is who else are major players in the effort. When you're dealing with public safety, normally the context is police, or law enforcement, fire departments, and EMS. But obviously there are many special capabilities that each of those groups have, whether it's bomb squads, hazardous materials, technical rescue, confined space, swift water, all other types of capabilities that may exist locally. So it's not just fire service. While the Mastiff group primarily was directed to look at the issues with emergency support function number 4, which is firefighting resources, there is a direct link to a number of other resources within the response plans, not only on the state level but national level. And it's important that the fire resources and assets are partnered with law enforcement, EMS, search and rescue, and the other functions that are part of the disaster plans, because they all work hand in hand together. And to be able to identify resources, move them rapidly, and not duplicate or waste time trying to see what's available because of the cross tendencies for many of these functions, it's important from Mastiff's point of view that the other ancillary national organizations and federal agencies involved in disaster requests are also brought into the fold, and the first national stakeholder meeting will be held in late October in Fairfax, and at this time over 50 federal agencies and national associations have already been invited to attend a 2-day meeting to discuss the work of Mastiff, to listen to the issues and recommendations as we have laid out, and then to share ideas with them on their needs and how we can all work together to make it more efficient and more effective. The last key issue identified is the money. Unfortunately, so many things that we do in this business come back to the money. It's going to take funding to be able to stand up such a system. Computer-based models for inventory and resource typing and database access, the ability to have people on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to not only notify and alert for possible issues, but those, you know, sometimes we're lucky with a hurricane, we may get a day or two of notice and have time to pre-deploy and stage some resources. But there are other events like severe thunderstorms, earthquakes, which come with no warning at all, and it's got to be immediate. So funding to make the system to where it can be not only developed, but it must be sustained and it must be kept current and updated as a continual effort, not only on the state level, but funding will be needed also in the FEMA regions to ensure that the 10 FEMA regional offices have the capability to serve as the regional command center for the states that are involved in their region. So the funding obviously is a key issue for the effort that we are working on right now. The NIMS Integration Center has awarded the International Association of Fire Chiefs a federal grant in the amount of $283,000 that will be used as part primarily to fund efforts such as the National Summit, the education and training component, and we also have been awarded funding to hold and be the sponsors for 3 national exercises toward the end of 2007, which will be used to gauge some of the successes and identify some of the areas that we still need continued work on. So we're very fortunate to already have some federal assistance, and we hope that many efforts at the federal and congressional levels will look at what the states will need to help assist them also develop their own plans. Many states are working diligently on it right now. Some have farther to go than others, and some will need more financial assistance than others. So we hope within the federal plan, through the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA and other involved federal agencies, that these funds can be identified and directed toward those that have the most need for financial assistance and are at the greatest risk for the potential for some of these catastrophes. So that was the last issue we identified. And of course, funding will always be a big deal for everybody. And as we go through appropriations, from the locals all the way up to the federal level, everybody's fighting for every dollar. So we plan to do our part to keep fighting for a federal dollar.
Yes, I guess Katrina really was a wake-up call in many, many aspects. A lot of this that you're talking about seems to be common sense, but it takes a lot of organization to really pull all the parts together to make a system that will work when the next one comes along. This is going to be a standing committee at iChiefs, and you'll be putting up lots of material on IACP.org. IFC.org. Firehouse.com will continue to bring information forward when it comes out, and I appreciate your giving us the clear explanation on what is happening here, and good luck with everything.
Yep. And thank you very much. And just as a last point of reference, if you go to www.iafc.org, on our homepage under Hot Topics, there's one that's called Mutual Aid. And under the Mutual Aid, we have both an interstate and an intrastate section within the Mutual Aid website. Much all of this information is there, as well as the strategic plan effective in mid-September will be downloaded, and you do not have to be a member to access those pages, and you can download any of this information and feel free to use it, and we encourage you to use it and share it. And by all means, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or parts you may or may not understand or agree with, we welcome your input, and you can contact your section or division representative or the IFC headquarters, and we'll be glad to work with you and help in any way we can.
Thanks, Bill.